Some Interesting Questions of the Week. Written by Bart Ehrman. Read by Ken Teutsch. I've started posting questions and responses from readers. Here's another set of particularly good ones. Question. I recently read your book, Jesus Interrupted, and have become interested in your work. In it, you discussed the potential forgeries contained in the Pauline letters and New Testament, but it didn't seem to mention much about the Old Testament. I noticed you did say that the New Testament was your specialty, but was wondering if there was any evidence you were aware of that the Old Testament contains similar situations, and which books? Response. Yes, my book was just about the New Testament, not the entire Bible. Most of the books of the Old Testament are either anonymous, Genesis through 2 Kings, for example, or written in the author's actual names, most of the prophets, starting with Isaiah. Others are attributed to a person who didn't write them. Proverbs, for example, does not claim to be by Solomon. In cases like this, since the author himself doesn't claim to be the person to whom the book is later attributed, it's not a forgery, just an incorrect attribution. The only Old Testament books that actually claim to be written by someone who didn't write them are Ecclesiastes, whose author doesn't name himself as Solomon, but does say he's the king of Israel, who is the wisest and richest man on the planet, and Daniel, written 3 centuries after the author claims to have been writing. Question. We know Paul claims to have encountered Jesus on the road to Damascus. I was wondering if any of the false teachers he warns against also claimed that Jesus appeared to them as well. Response. Paul actually never says that he encountered Jesus on the road to Damascus. He does say that Jesus appeared to him, 1 Corinthians 15:8, and that he had a revelation of Jesus, after which he went to Arabia and then returned to Damascus, 1:17. But it is only Acts that mentions he had a vision on the road to Damascus. So it's not clear if he was living there at the time of his revelation or something else. In any event, he never indicates whether any of his Christian opponents also claimed to have seen Jesus. It would be very interesting if they did. Question. In section/chapter 12 of the Jesus Dynasty, James Tabor brings up the idea that the Eucharist, as presented in John and by Paul, was not the original ceremony. He refers to a 1st century or early 2nd century document found in Greece in 1873 called the Didache, teaching, that gives a different prayer commemorating the eating of bread and wine. The wine represents the cup of the vine of David given as a gift to Israel, and the bread represents Jesus' marriage to his church. Do you give any credence to the idea that Paul changed this to the body and blood symbolism and negated the original Eucharist prayer? Response. The Didache is an important document of early Christianity. I translated it in my edition of the Apostolic Fathers. You can find the relevant portion with a brief introduction in my book, After the New Testament, 2nd edition, pages 460 to 61. A bit more information can be found on pages 436 and 37. The book, as we have it, probably dates to around the year 100 CE. The Didache does record 2 prayers spoken by the author's community at the communion meal, one over the bread and the other over the cup, chapter 9, and the other a prayer of thanksgiving after everyone had eaten, chapter 10. The prayers are not those quoted as spoken by Jesus at the Last Supper in the Synoptics and in 1 Corinthians 11:22 to 24, and in fact bear almost no relation to them. But the passages in the New Testament are not prayers to be said at the meal. That is, none of the accounts indicate that they were part of the weekly ritual or celebration of the author's audiences, Christians generally. Instead, these passages quote what Jesus himself said at the time he instituted it. Moreover, the Didache does not indicate that the prayers were used everywhere or that they were the original version of what was to be said at a Christian meal, or that they were what Jesus himself said when instituting the meal. Since they are attested much later than the New Testament sources and are not words of institution by Jesus but prayers by his later followers for him, I don't think that they were likely to have been earlier than the New Testament accounts or developed from or into them. But maybe I'm misunderstanding the argument. Question: do we have any indications at all where Peter and James stood on the topic of Jesus' divinity? These two people, specifically. Are there any books or posts on that matter? Response: unfortunately, we don't have any writings from them. And Paul, the only surviving author who knew and talked with them, doesn't say anything about it. So it all has to be inference. But since they clearly believed Jesus was raised from the dead and was now in heaven, the inference is almost certain that they thought he had become a divine being. I say that it is almost certain because that's what ancient people thought it meant to become an immortal or divine being, to be taken up into heaven. I discuss this in my book, How Jesus Became God.